are you doing today?
Way towards work. Do a good 8 hours. Maybe some good things. And then start my weekend.
It's TGIF every day for me, thank the good Lord. Well, I'm headed down to get the Earl changed in the car. And I think I'll have put a new input air filter in it just for drill with all this good old pollen we got flying around. Normally have a white car, but, you know, they turn yellow around here.
My blue Avalon is kind of a mixture of mud and yellow.
This is a white Avalon, but I see it's got some pollen on it. Normally we keep it inside in the garage, but I've wanted some room to do some work in the radio room, and so it just opens it up more when I take the car out of the garage. The garage is in the basement, so it's, I was watching the traffic here, Mike. It's, better off down there, I know, but it's just so much bigger when you take that car out of there. I replaced some jumpers yesterday on my antenna switch box and got that done, and thinking about running some new coaxial cable from the radio room to the outside, and I don't know if I can handle that or not, but I'm thinking about it.
Well, you either keep thinking about it or do it.
Mike, in my case, I'm 75 years old, and I can't lift much over about 10 pounds, 20 at the most, and then I hurt extremely bad. And it requires being on a ladder, and I got a bum foot, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Pills and bills when you get older. So I have to stop and think about that real closely before I tackle such projects. Just being able to get down and put those jumpers on yesterday was a pretty good accomplishment for me. Hi.
I understand. I don't worry about my coax. Heck, I don't get on the radio enough to the HF rig to worry about it. If it gets a little water in there, good for you.
That's a good attitude, I guess. It's been in there since, probably 13 years ago when we moved down here. And it's RG8, and I wasn't running any power then, but I am now. So, it's a different world, and everything has to be geared towards that. The specifications on the coax vary somewhat. I think typically 800 or 900 watts on that. It's getting older. I've taken out some older coax in years past that actually had blackened a little bit, and that's not too good for propagation. Anytime copper gets hot, the resistance goes up. So I just thought that I would replace it with, LMR 400 or something. Now, you know, I went up to Wireman yesterday. He has some Super 8 that has exactly the same specifications as the LMR 400 that he buys, and it's got his name on it, actually, and it's very flexible and a little bit smaller OD, it looks like to me. I don't know if it is or not. It's 400 and some thousands, but your all the properties of it are really good, and where I go through outside to the house, I go underground over to an antenna switch box and then I can switch from three different antennas with one coax instead of having one for each antenna. So that's what I was thinking about changing, is the line lead over to that box.
Kilowatt. Now you're talking a different business, because you've got a lot of, you got some amperage, but a heck of a lot of voltage on that line. Insulation starts deteriorating, and I guess they got a good amount of amperage if you're heating up the coax, heating up the copper.
I don't know. I'm an industrial electrician and electronic technician all my life, but I just don't know when it comes to RF the amount of voltages that are generated, but I do know they are high. And my amplifier is a 1200 watt amplifier. It's a solid state one. So, yeah, I can run some power through there, and it will do more than that. I just never do if I'm really after a station. I might run it up there once in a while, but it's CW, so it's very, very short durations. And if I'm just talking to somebody in the United States or North or South America, I'll run it down to whatever's needed, you know. If I need 100 watts, well, I'll use 100 watts. I was using 100 watts talking to Germany and several European nations the other day on CW. It worked just fine, and that's all I had for 19 years. But I thought I would indulge myself as in my old age to get a little amplification in there. But I love the solid state. You don't have to mess around tuning it or anything. Just push a button and go. An appliance operator, shall we say, in 0TR.
With the upcoming, with the band's getting better, probably don't even need that amp most of the time, but you will. There's been times when an amp would have been nice, especially when pile-ups are happening or lids get on there and start talking with a high amp on the sideband, and they're it gets them operating over on your side of the band from kilohertz away.
They use it as a weapon. There's no question about it. Even on CW, since they don't require anyone to do CW anymore, the guys have these automatic tiers and all of that stuff, and they get on there and just push a button over and over and over and over. It makes it very difficult to break into a pileup. And the other night I used it to work Nepal, which I didn't have, and I've gotten 303 different countries, so I don't often get a chance to get a new one. And I never even used to count numbers, Mike, until I moved down here, and the guys do down here, so I keep track there a little bit, but I don't do contesting or anything like that. But I was able to work it, and I had just seen a documentary on these disabled veterans going to, I think it's Mount Everest is in Nepal. It was the city that I worked was Kathmandu, and I thought that was kind of cute, so I made an effort to work it. But the band scope was just saturated with, shall we say, lids, just pushing their buttons over and over and over. And I don't use that kind of equipment. I use my fingers and let them do the talking. It's in 0TR.
I haven't done CW in years now. You get out of it, and it's, well, at least for me, I get out of it, and then I'm nervous to get back in. Don't want to show off that I'm an idiot. I got there on the street, and I've had guys ask me what kind of cheer I'm using. You know, if you have a musical ear, it goes pretty good.
Article in QST this month that related music to CW, and I very much agree with that. Musicians, I think, have an edge. I played in an orchestra and several different bands for... I played in the university orchestra up there in Kansas for 9 years on my French horn, and I think the rhythmic part of it makes it an asset. Anyways, Mike, this is NGLTR Mobile.
I don't know if I'm noisy or not. I'm here at work, and I don't know if it's my antenna or the antenna at the repeater, but it's extra noisy nowadays. But the whole timbre and timing of the whole thing just kind of becomes musical. You know you're in the groove when the guy's not even half finished with a word and you already got it written down. Tom, I'm going to let you go. Enjoy your time with the oil change place. I'm going to go in and start work. 10-6-CLX. I'll be clear on your final.
You have a good day, and we'll catch you down the lines. Nice talking to you this morning. Send it OTR clear.